Let's give the praise to the Lord today, shall we? Let's all just give Him the praise in the sanctuary, because He is worthy of how much praise is He worthy of? I can't hear you. He's worthy of all praise, and that is what we're going to do. We're going to give Him all praise. In other words, it's all going to be directed to Him and Him alone. Praise God. The apostle said there's nothing greater than that we could leave to our children truth. Truth is a powerful, powerful weapon in the hands of people. We don't understand the power of God's truth. We need to understand as parents that we have a responsibility to leave our children a legacy of truth. I believe that you can leave your children an inheritance that's greater than money. I've known people that's left their children money that the whole family fell out. And they wouldn't speak to each other to this very day over money. But yet the greatest inheritance that you can leave to your children is the inheritance that will not fade away. To leave to them an inheritance of truth and righteousness that will forever stand when the winds of trial come against it. The psalmist David, a man after God's own heart, I'll tell you what he left. And I'll tell you how powerful it was when he was dead 150 years and the enemy came against Jerusalem. God looked and said, I will not allow the enemy to shoot one arrow into this city. Not for your sake, but for my servant David's sake. Because he left something that would live on forever and ever. And this is what's got to happen. I read the word of the Lord this morning in Psalms 100 and verse number 5. And I want us to read it all together if we would today. For the Lord is what? And His mercy is what? And His what? His what? Endureth how far? To how many generations? To all generations is how strong and how powerful truth really is. I believe that God is wanting His people to understand that we've got to lead truth to our children in this hour. Proverbs 23 and 23 is what I'm really going to talk about. He said to do what? Buy the truth. And do what? And sell it not. But I'm going to put an addendum there, if I might. Buy the truth and give it to your children. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about. Buy the truth and give it to your children. Because it's the greatest thing that you could ever imagine to be left to them. The future of these children can be determined by one action. You, the parents or guardians, are going to have to make an investment, because there will be no return if there's not an investment. And the return is talking about our children coming back to God. Now, those of you who've made an investment, and you know what? You know what? This is a hope burning in your heart. I made the investment and there will be a return. What's the return? It's my children coming back to God. How many of you got children that need to come back to God? Just raise your hand, wave your hand to the Lord. Hey, you know why they're coming? Because you made an investment. And there can be no return unless there is an investment. Put your hands together. I feel the Holy Ghost on that. I feel like we need to understand that when we make the investment, then and then only can there be a return. Buy the truth and give it to your children. The price it will take to buy it cannot be measured in money and material goods. The price it will take to buy truth will be yourself. You got to give yourself. You got to understand that it's us that God wants. He doesn't want our money. He doesn't want anything, our lands or our goods or our houses is all going to burn. But we've got to understand that God wants us to invest ourselves. It's your dedication, your devotion, and your faithfulness. Truth that is bought secures their future. And it's the great end of all possessions and all blessedness. How many want your children blessed? Buy the truth and give it to them. Tell them the truth. In the days of Israel, when the children walked up to their house, it was written over the doorpost, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Woo! Hallelujah!
They sold it in their garments. They put it in their clothes. They put it in their spirit. They put it in their heart. Hey, people, we need to put truth in our children. We need to put truth in our children. We need to bow the truth and give it to them. Praise God. If we don't, there'll be a generation that will rise up that won't know God. This is why I want to show my children how to worship, not tell them. I want to bring them to church, not tell them to go. I want them to see me give, not me tell them to give. I want to be an example before them. That's the only way we're gonna reproduce the generation of faith. That's the only way the church can become the true church of the living God, is for us to bow the truth and give it to our children. Praise God, praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. My God, I feel this right now. Does anybody feel what I'm saying in the Holy Ghost right now? Somebody say buy it. Look to your neighbor and say buy the truth. You got to buy the truth, and then when you get it, you got to give it to your children. Praise God. You see, you want to know where all the blessings of God come from. They come from truth. They come from truth. Truth is like a lightning rod. Truth is the blessed diadem. It is the royal heralding of the angels of God in the last day. It's going to come from truth. Leave your children an inheritance that will not fade away. Buy the truth and give it to them. Abraham Lincoln said these words: a child is a person who's going to carry on what you started. They're going to sit where you're sitting. And when you're gone, they're going to attend to the things that you thought were important. And if you didn't think they were important, they're not going to attend to those things. They're going to sit where you're sitting right now. That's why we got to buy the truth and give it to our children. Yes, sir, I can guarantee you, we had two boys, and it was tough getting up sometimes and corralling those little cats. They were into everything. Hey, and when they got to church, they were bouncing off the walls and ate chocolate. Whether with the church or something crazy happened, and you're holding one by the leg, and I got to go to the bathroom, and this is going on. I look back, and she's about to pull all the hair out of her head, and you ask yourself, is it worth it? My God, I'm going nuts. I'm losing my mind. I think I'm going to go crazy. It's worth it. Because if you'll bow the truth and give it to them, you're putting an investment inside of them that will bring dividends in time to come. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you the definition of a baby. A baby is a small member of a home that makes love stronger, days shorter, nights longer, the bankroll smaller, the home happier, clothes shabbier, the past forgotten, and the future worth living for. Woo, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we have to buy the truth and give it to our children. Praise God. The fate of these children are in your hands. Whatever truth encounters, it will establish. It will establish. It will nourish it and it will keep it. The greatest house that has ever been built is the house of truth. It is what makes a house a home. It is the tie that binds. It is the force, the very force that holds. Great men and women born in abject poverty and dire circumstance gave one resounding reason for their rise to success. A mother and a father put truth in their soul. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, at a time when it wasn't popular to tell the truth, looked at her little black-eyed baby boy every day and told that boy, it's not popular, but I'm going to tell you, you're a Hebrew and you're not an Egyptian. You're a Hebrew and you're not an Egyptian. I want to put that in you, boy, because the day is going to come that that truth is going to keep you. And that truth is going to be resounded throughout the land. And that truth is going to rise up and bring 3 million people out of bondage. It was the truth that did that. It started forever so small, but it ended up forever so great. And I'm preaching and telling somebody today, you got to buy the truth and give it to your children. Don't let the devil have them. Don't let the devil have your children. Don't sell truth because of your conveniences. Because you want to do some things, you compromise and sell truth. And because your flesh wants to do some things, you let your children go to hell because of what you want to do. You need to make a sacrifice for your children. You need to make a sacrifice. I was driving a tractor one day and bush hogging, and I looked and saw a killdee bird. A killdee bird. And it, 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 it was dragging its wing, or I thought it was, its wing was broke. And I looked and I said, what in the world is wrong with that? And then I saw the story. There was a nest, there's little babies. You said a little thing. And this mother had feigned itself and she ran right in front of the bush hog. Right in front of that big monstrosis. And I imagine a little bird, what did that big tractor and bush hog with the wheeling, with that PTO turning, what did that look like to that mama? But you know what the mama was saying? Cut me to pieces. Do what you want to, but don't touch them. Don't touch them. Save them. God help us to have that kind of sacrifice in our hearts as the people of God. By the truth. And leave it to your children, praise God. We live in a strange world. We live in a weird world. We live in a changing world. And we're all standing with our heads spinning. And we're not prepared for some of the things that's coming upon us. We're not prepared for it. We're in shell shock. We're in the twilight zone. But let me tell you something. One thing forever stands like the Rock of Gibraltar. One thing that will forever be. And that is the truth of God's word. That's why I said you buy it. You buy the truth and you give it to your children. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel like having a little church here right now. I feel like that the Holy Ghost have its way. I hope some of you, that they come to let God touch your soul. And let the power of heaven come down and move upon you.
Yes.
Bow the truth and give it to your children. God of heaven, they need it. They need it so desperately bad. Praise God. You're a Hebrew, son. You're not an Egyptian. It was what mama purchased and gave to her child that saved him and made a great deliverer out of him. A lie is the deliberate withholding of any part of truth from someone who has the right to know. These children have a right to know the truth. Hey, the Holy Ghost is real. Jesus' name, baptism is right. There is but one God, and Jesus is his name. That's the truth. And they need to know that truth. And that truth is the only thing the book said that will set them free. I want my children free. I want them free to worship. I want them free to shout. I want them free. I want the chains cut off of them. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh my God. Joel chapter 1 and verse number 3. Hear what the prophet said. Tell your children of it. And let your children tell who and who else and their children another generation. I want not only my children, but I want their children to know. I don't want them to wake up one day and the church doesn't even recognize what it's supposed to be. I'm here to tell every one of you here, Buddha is not God. Mohammed is not God. The philosophy today is there's many gods and you can worship the one you want to. That's not the truth. And I'm telling you right now, it's not the truth. You better take a stand on who Jesus is. I'm telling you, Jesus is the mighty God. And we cannot be sold out in this last day. We've got to bow the truth and give it to our children.
Yes.
Woo! I feel a Holy Ghost revival in this house. I feel like we need to have a breakout here. Somebody needs to bless the truth today.
Thank you, Lord.
I never heard a baby dedication like that. You need to hear it then, bless God.
Man, come on, man.
This namby-pamby, castor, milk, weak kneed, spineless, yellow-bellied bunch of people that won't stand up for truth. And they pet around and dance around the golden calf of idolatry. They need to wake up and understand Jesus is still his name. He's still the mighty God of heaven. He still hears and answers prayer. Somebody get up, walk across the aisle, shake somebody's hand, say, it's the truth. I said, it's the truth. My God, it's the truth. We're being sold out, folks. If we're not careful, the New Age philosophy is going to get a hold of us. If we're not careful, as a church of living God, we'll start just preaching everybody's going to heaven. I'm telling you, everything that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to end. That's the truth.
Hey, hallelujah.
God, I feel the holy power of the Lord here. It's the truth that will preserve them and keep them when everything fails. Economies may fail. Money may fail. But truth will never fail. It is the great equalizer. It is the keeper of their soul in the time of trouble. Hey, you parents that's not faithful. You folks that don't come to church, you're like a bunch of yo-yos. Hello? Y'all not say that. Oh, I am saying it. What do you want to do? Stand on the judgment seat and say, oh, I wish I would have told you while we were still in church. If I'd have just preached the truth to you, then maybe you'd have got lined up. Well, I just made up my mind, folks. It's the truth. And the truth is the unrighteous, the unfaithful, those that are not faithful to anything shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's the truth. And we've got to be committed. We've got to be dedicated. Why? Because I love. You love this baby? Pick it up. Huh? You know why he loves this baby? Because it's his flesh and blood. And he owes this baby. He owes this baby as a human being the right to tell it the truth. He said, put truth on the inward parts. He looks like a little preacher up here. Here he does. He's about to preach. Matter of fact, he's tuning up right now. Stand up, hold him. He does. He looks just like a little preacher. Turn around. Show him to everybody. Praise God. He does look just like a little preacher. I'm telling you, right? Come on. That's all right. Clap your hands. They're children. Jesus said this is what he loves. He loves children. He loves children. Jesus loves children. Praise God. And he says, suffer little children to come unto me. And forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of God. Oh God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, friend. Listen. We can't leave it to chance. We cannot leave it to chance. We can leave it to truth, though. And truth will take us through. If you have a religion that doesn't cost you anything, you probably have one that's not worth anything either. Praise God. These little lies will not consist in the abundance of earthly things that they possess. When they come down to the last moment of life, all these earthly things will not matter. I told a man not long ago, I said, all you're going to need is 6 foot of this land. You own thousands. But I'm going to tell you, 6 foot's all you're going to need. Naked you came and naked you'll go. When they come down to the last moment, all of that won't matter. But if they have truth, somebody say truth. It's not if they know all the ball teams or if they know what the hot investments to make are. No, but if they know the truth, then it's the truth that shall make them free. When Jacob was dying, he called his boys in around his bed. And he called those boys in. You know what he said? He said, come here, son. He was laying there. Can you see in your mind? Here's a man gasping for breath. But he called his boys in. He took their hand and he touched his thigh. Why? Why did he touch his thigh? Why did he touch his head, his eyes, his ears? But why did he touch his thigh? Because that was what God touched. Whew. I'm going to tell you, you want to leave to your children the touch of God. Leave to your children the touch of God. I want you to touch where God touched. I want you to feel what God did in my life. Because we've got to leave the touch of God to our children. Because it's the only thing that's going to keep them. There's some truth you need to purchase for your child today. Today you need to purchase it right now. It's not on sale. It never will go on sale. It's not a blue light special. It's real. But you need to purchase it. Number one, this child that God has given to you needs a church. A church that will put truth in his heart. I will have no hope of salvation without the church. Mama, Daddy, it is your God-given responsibility to see to it that this child is raised in the house of God. Not to send it, but to bring it. To give it a faith that it can abide in, a hope that can cling to, a love that will see it through. The second truth that needs to be given to this child is this child needs a man of God in his life. Don't let this baby live a life without a preacher in it. Oh, God. These babies need a preacher. They need a preacher. It needs the tender hand of the man of God to guide it. His message to lead it. His love to show it. His faith to keep it. Your child, mom and daddy, will not be saved without a preacher. The banker won't preach a funeral. The investment agent won't preach a funeral. You're going to need a preacher. Everybody's going to need one. I charge you, parents, today in the fear of Almighty God to buy the truth and give it to the children. I charge you to love your children enough to bring them to the house of God. And let's make going to heaven a family affair. Let's make going to heaven a family affair. I'm telling you, buy the truth and give it to your children. Don't worry, sis. He cries. They always cry at the wrong time. If I bragged on my boys, if I were to brag and say, you're not going to believe what he can do. Do it, son. They're like brain dead. And I'm just telling you. I said, that's my mama's boy. I mean, that's my wife's boy. When they act like that, it's my wife's boy. If they act smart, he's my boy. Praise God. But if you brag on them, they're, you know, so don't worry about that. That's fine. Today's a special day. Today's a special day. And remember one thing else. These children cannot help the fact that they're here. You put them in this world. And we cannot judge children by circumstances of parents. Because they didn't ask to be here. I want you to raise your hands right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the hand of God here. I feel the angels of His presence in this room right now. Oh, God, help us, Lord, today. We've got a responsibility. We have a responsibility today. We have a giant task today to buy the truth and give it to our children. I feel such an anointing here. I feel such a power of God here. I feel like that we need to rise up and take our children in our arms and say, I don't care what comes or goes. I'm going to put truth in you and nothing's going to pull it away from you. I'm going to put truth in you. Because the devil can steal everything else. He may take their money. He may take their prosperity. But he'll never take truth if it's placed in their little hearts. He can never take truth. God, I thank you today. I thank you today for truth. Praise God. Praise God. I would like the families, if they would, and praise God. We'll give you a little time, sisters, to go get him. That's all right. Don't you worry about that. Hey, I told this church when we built this church, we started with 7 people here. I told this church from the very onset, this is a children's church. If you don't like kids, you won't like this place because we love children. We love children. How many loves your children? Just raise your hands. Praise God. I don't know why I feel, but I feel such an anointing here today. Praise God. Praise God. Would you come help me today? Just... companies, we have 5 of them to dedicate. 5 of them to dedicate. And praise God. He's going to help sort these little Bibles out. We have their very first Bible, by the way, here. And we're going to present them their very first Bibles today. Praise God. And I want to just say thank God for parents that recognize the need of dedicating their children. Praise God. I'd like for the parents... and these to come forward that's involved in this dedication to come right now in Jesus' name. Praise God. I want the congregation right now, if you would, stand to your feet, if you would. And I want you to just extend your hands today, if you would, in Jesus' name. We present these little Bibles. Praise God. Little Carly Ann Cooper. Praise God. Amen. Reagan Makita. McDonald, is she here? Praise God. Must not be. All right. All right. Little Nicholas, you may be crying right now, son, but I'm giving you the word of God. And that's all right. He's tired. He's wore out. Cutting teeth, gnawing his hand. But that's okay. We've all been there. Him has been there before. Praise God. And mom and daddy, don't feel. This is God. This is God. Praise God. All right. Zachariah Benson. Xavier Benson, praise God. I want you right now, extend your hands in Jesus' name, right now, in the name of the Lord God. Praise God in Jesus' name. name. I thank you today. Father, in the name of the Lord, I ask you. Lord, we place the oil of anointing in Jesus' name. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Touch little Carly Ann. Touch these parents to understand, Lord, their responsibility. The responsibility of raising these children and put truth in their heart. Put truth in their soul. Put truth in their lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you right now. I praise you right now, mighty God. You're able, Lord Jesus, today. Lord, in the name of the Lord, I pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to touch. Oh, mighty God, you're able right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, by your power and by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, God. These lives are in your hands, and I ask you right now to do the work in the name of Jesus today, Father. Let's sing it from our heart in this congregation.
We dedicate this temple to you, Lord.
We dedicate these temples to the Lord Jesus today.
We dedicate this temple
to the Lord.
Oh,
yes, we do. Just raise your hands high.
Use it for your service.
Yes, Lord.
For a holy
praise
service.
God. Praise God.
We dedicate this temple
these temples to you, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We dedicate this temple to you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We dedicate these temples to you, Lord.
We dedicate this temple to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, use it for your service.
For your holy purpose.
For a holy
yes, Lord.
Purpose.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We dedicate this temple to you, Lord.
I want the congregation to raise your hands in faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray today. Thank God. Thank God. You can be seated. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We dedicate these temples to you, Lord. Because dedication to God is the only thing that's going to take us out of this world. I'm telling you, don't be judgmental. Always understand one thing, that our God is the one that we're all going to stand before on Judgment Day. And I want to have my heart right with Him. I want to have my soul right with Him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. Right now. I'd like everyone to stand one more time, if you would. I want you to just walk across the aisle and just meet somebody by you that you may not know. Just step across and shake somebody's hand and welcome them to the house of the Lord. Would you do that?